You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to our show today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I thank all of you for joining us today. We are so honored that you have joined us. We're grateful that you're here, and we are truly grateful that our guest is here. And so would you please introduce yourself to us?
Good morning, Dawn, and good morning to all the listeners this morning. My name is Tashma Pachito. And I am going to talk today just about my journey and you know all the bumps in the road, the lessons I've learned to get to where I'm at now. And I'm an honored guest to be on the show and share with you guys my story.
Happy birthday. I think it's so fitting that we're talking about your journey. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I was reflecting on that, you know, that my birthday's tomorrow, and I'll be 44, and I definitely feel like I've had, you know, a lot of learning experiences this year in particular. And it's really, I'm bringing in my birthday this year. I really feel like wiser, you know, I really am feeling that. So, yeah, thank you so much, Dawn.
Well, beyond beautiful, truly. And I love the word wise, wisdom, wiser. So in what ways do you feel wiser now?
You know, I've been through a lot the last couple years, you know, and there's been a lot of challenges that I've faced that have really showed me the strength that I have inside. You know, I've always felt like I've been a very strong person, but it wasn't really until I faced some of these obstacles in my life the last couple years that I've realized that I actually am a lot stronger than I thought I was. And so being able to get through what I went through, my journey, you know, breast cancer was one of them. And, you know, believing in myself last year up until now to start a business for myself, completely switched gears from what I was used to with my medical career and decide to start a business for myself and something that I was not familiar with at all, and believe in myself and my strength to succeed, you know, and to keep doing this because I believe in what I'm doing, and also get through just some really really hard times, really challenging times with the breast cancer and what I went through with that for a couple of years. So definitely I'm feeling a lot more empowered today because of that. And because I believed in myself, and I didn't let the challenges that were in front of me, you know, tear me down and take over, you know. Instead, I just, you know, took it one day at a time, and I just kept, you know, learning and growing through it all and looking at it I always like to say, you know, things don't happen to us, they happen for us.
Mm.
Because out of every obstacle that we go through, there's a lot of hidden lessons there. You know, there's a lot of growth, personal development through all the struggles that we face. So we just have to be able to see that and able to be open to it. I'm a lot wiser in the sense now that I've went through that and I've been able to turn that around to give me more strength as a person.
There's so much treasure in what you're saying. And I feel like to follow your map to the treasures in our own lives, it would be wonderful if you would share with us your personal journey.
Absolutely. Thank you. I feel honored that you're asking, and I feel honored for this space where I can talk about it. I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, I've never done something like a, you know, podcast or a talk, you know, radio show before. And, you know, most recently was something that I had the opportunity to speak at and teach at about what I'm learning in my business was, and that's what led me to meet you, Dawn, was through a empowering women's conference that I was able to be a guest on and, you know, be one of the teachers at it and share the topic of financial literacy, which is what my business is all about. And I just, you know, it's a really cool story, but it was an event that Native Action Network put on, and who's ever not familiar with them, they are a nonprofit organization based out of Seattle, Washington, just doing amazing things for the indigenous people and, you know, all over. And they were hosting a women's empowerment conference. They do it every year. And I had never heard of them before. I just happened to stumble upon it. And so I was really interested in what they were doing. I was going to attend it. But as I was looking through the different classes they were going to be teaching, one of them was on finance, personal finance. And so, you know, I just thought, hey, you know, I was led to my business for a reason, you know, I feel like. And it was in April 2020 when I started that. And so this was last June 2021, this year, when I did this. But I thought, you know, just follow your intuition here. You know, reach out, introduce yourself, and, you know, offer your services, you know, in any way. And so I did that. You know, and I went out of my comfort zone and I just, you know, offered, you know, however I could help, because this is what I have been learning the past, you know, year. And, you know, whether or not they needed my help, I was going to attend anyway and support. I just thought, wow, this is a really amazing group of people doing good things for my people and our people, right? So I wanted to be a part of it, however I could. And they didn't need anybody at the time. They reached back out to me and said, you know, they didn't need anybody at the time. And then come to find out, pretty, you know, close to the event, they reached back out and said, hey, we actually do need somebody. And would you like to, you know, have a space there to talk about what you do? And we can also, you know, give you a little bit of money for it. And I thought, wow, you know, that was above and beyond, you know, what I was thinking, you know, was how it was going to unfold. But, you know, to make a long story short, it was a wonderful opportunity. And I was able to, you know, it was just showing me that believing in myself, there's going to be doors that are going to start opening for me. That was one of them. And then through that, Dawn was at the conference. She attended, and she was actually attended my, you know, my presentation that I did. And so that's how her and I met. And then here we are today. So, you know, backing up though, my story, you know, I'm a mother first and foremost. I have two beautiful children. I have a 19-year-old son and a 5.5-year-old daughter. And they are my wife. They are the reason why I'm, you know, pushing through all the obstacles that are in my way sometimes. They make me want to be a better human and a better mom. You know, show them that the world is our oyster, you know. It's all about you know, what dreams we have and, you know, pushing yourself to get there, you know. And so I also am a tribal member of Saboba Band Aliseño Nation. They're over in San Jacinto, California. And I also have family on my father's side as well, from Palma Reservation as well. My mother is, we have English, Irish, German, Dutch from my mom's side. And, you know, I was raised here in Eugene, Oregon by my mom. She was a single mom raising three of us, three kids. I have two brothers. And, you know, my childhood was really good, but, you know, I was like a lot of kids that don't have their dad around. And that was, you know, I guess it was hard growing up, but as I was getting older, it really kind of hit me, and I wanted to find my father. So, you know, I ended up meeting my dad later in life. I was around 17, and I then met a lot of my Native family at that point. And so it was really amazing timing, because my dad actually, he got murdered about 4 months after I met him.
Oh, sorry.
And it was really sad, of course, but I think that it was really divine timing that I was able to get to know him and spend some time with him before all that happened. So, you know, but fast forwarding my life, you know, I had my first child at 25, and was a stay-at-home mom with him for a couple years. I decided to go back to school and get my medical assistant license and my associate degree, which I did that. And then the past 10 years I've been doing, I was doing caregiving and medical assisting. And then what brought me to financial services was in April of 2020, the pandemic hit, and I had lost the source of income. So it really showed me that I needed to, you know, do something a little bit more at the time. And my really good friend, Joe Kramer, I had been watching him build his business in financial services for about 8 years. And so I connected with him, and I just really liked the fact that we're out here trying to help people. We're trying to help put them in a better position for their own retirement. We're help protecting people's families, making sure they have enough coverage to get by if anything ever happens, like a tragedy, a death, to pass down to their children. And we're also helping protect people's money. So there's a lot of things that we do in the business, and it just really, you know, resonated with me in multiple different ways. But I joined the business, and I've been building my business since April 2020. And, you know, I'm really loving it. I'm loving myself. I'm in a better financial position than I was with just some of the ways that we help. And, you know, able to help my kids as well, you know, grow up with more understanding about financial literacy and how money works, and just how to, you know, have a plan. It really comes down to having a plan, because, you know, most people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I praise and thank God for your journey, and that you're willing to share it with us so that all of us can learn. And One of the things my granddaddy used to say was, when you ask God for a miracle, most of the time you get an instruction.
Mm.
And there are a lot of people out here worrying about money, praying for money, hustling, side gigs, working hard for money, scamming to get money. There's all kinds of things people are doing to try to get money, and they need a financial transformation in their life. And so when you set a plan, that sounds like a lot of instructions. So help us with that, please.
So, you know, a lot of times people are already doing something, you know, whether it's through their job, they're, you know, paying into something that the job offers, you know, or they have a financial, you know, advisor that's helping them, you know, or they're just, you know, saving money, you know, under their mattress, you know, or a lot of people save in the bank. So, you know, just having a plan to get to, you know, your financial independence later, you know, because we all want to retire one day. So, you know, you have to have an income replacement strategy in place when you want to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we sit down with people, we basically help them see where the holes are in their plan towards financial independence. We see what they're already doing, or maybe what they need to do more of, and we show them some options. And you know, we do all this for free. We don't charge a dollar from our clients. We are really about just educating people and, you know, showing them showing them who we are, the services that we provide. And if we can help somebody, then that's great. And that's what we, you know, that's what we'll try to do. You know, we also work on referrals as well. So, you know, when I sit down with somebody, I have hopes that I can earn some referrals because, you know, maybe I can't help that person and they don't need my services right now. But, hey, maybe they have a neighbor who's just talking to them about needing a will or a trust, needing to, you know, look into something for a college savings plan for their niece or their child. You know, maybe somebody needs to, you know, reevaluate their life protection policy and see, you know, just see where it's at. You know, a lot of times circumstances change in our life and we may need a little bit more life coverage than we already have. Maybe we need less, you know. So just going back and looking at what you have and seeing if you can fine-tune things along the way is a smart move. So,
how has the pandemic changed the way we look at our finances?
That's a great question. So, you know, as we've seen with pandemic, you know, things can be here today and gone tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of uncertainties. the stock market's been all over the place. And, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainties right now. So, and for myself, you know, it's also made me look at, you know, protecting, you know, my health because the pandemic is, you know, taking lives as we've seen and you know, it's making people really look at protecting their families, protecting their health, and protecting their money. So, you know, I think it's good to, you know, get the knowledge, you know. You only know what you know. So, you know, being open to having, you know, being able to hear, you know, other opinions, being able to be open to learning something new, I think is just going to put you in a better position. I know for me, I was open to stepping outside my comfort zone and acquiring some new skills during the pandemic, learning more about money during the pandemic, because it wasn't until I had got that source of income taken that I knew I needed to act quick to be able to provide for my family. And make up for that loss of income. So, instead of sitting there dwelling about it, what I was going to do, you know, I checked my resources. I talked to my friends, and, you know, I took action. And now from that, my finances are in a better position. I am setting my kids up for a better position down the line when they're ready to retire, because I'm learning so much more about all this stuff, and I'm transferring it down to my kids. You know, I wish I would have known the things that I know now, that I'm learning now, when I was my son's age, 19. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember, you know, learning this stuff in high school, and you know, it really would have helped me be in a better position than I am right now for my own retirement if I would have learned this stuff back then. So I think this is very important stuff. It's another reason why I wanted to do this business, because I see the value in the financial literacy and how it helps people build for their retirement. So I'm really targeting the youth and talking mm-hmm. to them about how money works, about the three rules of money. It's very important that they understand that. And I just feel blessed that I learned this and it came into my life when it did.
Absolutely, especially from those of us who are tribes that hand everyone a per cap at 18,
mm-hmm.
A large sum of money, you know. It does make a difference if financial literacy has been part of your life or not. And so I want to hand you the mic for a moment. We have schools that listen to us, lots of homeschoolers, and we love you, we love you, we love you. Young people in college, we have all ages of people, but I really want you, if you would, please, to speak directly to the youth about some of these things you're talking about.
Absolutely. I would love to. So I am also somebody who receives a per cap. And, you know, back when I started receiving it when I was 18, you know, it wasn't as much as what they're giving now. And you know, I thank Creator that, you know, we have that opportunity every day. You know, there's not a day goes by that I'm not grateful for that help, you know, and that income stream in my family's life. But when I was younger, you know, I'm going to be very transparent because, you know, I didn't know about money. You know, I just got handed this money and, you know, I was like, woohoo, you know, let's go spend
yeah.
this, you know, there was, and I was not even thinking about, saving any of it, towards my retirement or investing it in a good way, making my money work for me at a young age. Mm-hmm. So I blew through a lot of it and I didn't save a lot of it. And so fast forward now, when, you know, that's about a third what I got then of what my son is getting now. And so, you know, I am very grateful that he is open to letting me guide him with this, letting me help him and not think he knows everything.
Right.
So one thing I want to say is if you are, you know, in the youth category, young adult, and you have some money that you're getting, allow somebody with some knowledge to come
mm-hmm.
in and guide you through this. Don't think you know everything, and that's good to do your own research, and that's fine if you want to do your own research, but it's always off, you know, I think it's going to be very beneficial to get the knowledge from somebody that can help you as well. So the first step is just being open to hearing some options. And then we talk about leaving value with people when we sit down with them. And I'm going to give a shout out to my business partners. We call ourselves HBD. That's our team name, and it stands for Have Big Dreams. And we're all over the U.S. My mentor in the business, Joe Kramer, he's out of Denver, Colorado. We have, you know, a few business partners there, as well as California, New Mexico, Oregon, and not sure if I left some out, but we're kind of spread out, right? So, mm-hmm. But I wanted to just give a shout out to them because they are my mentors in the business. They've been teaching me a lot of this stuff. And without their, you know, their knowledge, their skills that they've transferred down to me, you know, I wouldn't be able to be here talking about this to everybody. So I really want to give a shout out to them. They've been, you know, monumental in helping me with this business, and I really appreciate all of them. But we like to leave some value, and this is very important to know when you're thinking about money and how money works. It's called the three rules of money. The first rule of money was invented by a very smart man named Albert Einstein, and it's all about compound interest and how your money can work for you, called the Rule 72, okay? And the way it works is that, and they say, he who knows this rule will earn the interest, and he who doesn't will pay into it. So the way it works is you take 72 and you divide it by the current interest rate that you are getting, and then that will tell you how long it takes for your money to double in years. So we're going to use a 29-year-old with $10,000 as an example for this, okay? So what we would do is we would time 72, and we're going to say that this 29-year-old put her money in a savings account in the bank, where a lot of people save into the bank. Well, the bank, we're going to be nice and say the bank is giving you 1%, but the banks don't even give you 1%. It's under 1%. So what we would divide 72 into 1%, and that would be 72 years before that $10,000 doubled to $20,000. So that 29-year-old would be 101, and, you know, that wouldn't be working for them, right? That well.
Right.
Then if you're getting 4%, it's going to double every 18 years. And then if you're getting 6%, it's doubling every 12 years. But if you're getting 12%, it's doubling every 6 years for you. So that same $10,000 would be at when that 29-year-old was 71, ready to retire and enjoy life, they would have $1,280,000 in the bank. Okay?
My goodness.
So, wow. So my question I like to ask people is, would you rather go put your money in the bank where the bank gives you 0 to 1%, or would you rather go put your money where the banks put their money and get 6 to 12%? And that's what we, one of the ways that we help our clients. The second rule of money is how money grows. And you have fixed, variable, and indexed. Okay, so fixed is like anything in your savings account, bank CDs, brokerage accounts, mutual funds. And fixed is not really working for you. You're not losing any money in fixed, but you're not gaining any either.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have variable. Variable is like your 401 400 series, like your 401k, 403b, you got your IRA, SEP IRA, annuities, pension plans. And variable is kind of like a roller coaster when you see it. It's up, it's down, it's all over the place. So, you know, you're going to get the real highs in variable, but you're also going to get the lows, okay? Then you have index. Is the third way money grows. An index kind of looks like it's locking in your gains each time. It looks like a little staircase that's going up. So we call this the stairway to retirement, because index is like the hybrid between fixed and variable. You're not going to get any market exposure. You're not going to lose a cent in index, but you won't get the highs of the market either. It's a cap on index, so you'll get a certain percentage, maybe up to like 15%, but you won't lose a cent either. So we specialize in index, and, you know, we just kind of, when we sit down with clients, we see if they have any index and educate about index. And then the third way money grows, the third rule of money, is how money gets taxed. Mm-hmm. And there's taxed now, taxed later, or taxed advantage. And so taxed now is, again, like your savings account, bank CDs, mutual funds, brokerage accounts. We call taxed now taxed yearly. because you're going to get taxed on any capital gains in those accounts at the end of the year. You then have tax later. Tax later, we call that tax always, because you can never access anything in tax later without paying some sort of penalty fee to get into that money there. And tax later would be like your 401k series, your IRA, SEP IRA, annuities, pension plans. Then you have tax advantage. So we call tax advantage tax once, because you've already paid taxes on the money and you'll never get taxed on the growth there. The tax advantage is taxed once. That's your municipal bonds, your Roth IRA, executive bonus plans, and then cash accumulation inside an insurance policy. So let me ask you a question here. Would you rather be taxed on your seed, taxed later, or would you rather be taxed on, would you rather be taxed on your seed, which is tax advantage, or would you rather be taxed on your entire harvest, your hard-earned money, which is taxed later?
Wow, this is why we have financial experts. Because I don't think, there's a huge difference between being taxed on your seed, right? Versus your harvest.
Exactly.
And I don't think people are discussing this. They're certainly not teaching it that I know of, in high school or classes. So if we get taxed on our seed, right, what happens to us?
So if you get taxed on the seed, you're going to get taxed once at the rate that the taxes are currently.
Yeah.
So, I like to ask the question too, do you think taxes are going to be higher in the future or lower?
Oh, higher, of course.
Higher, right? So,
yeah.
If you're paying into a retirement account, let's just say that's all taxed later, and taxes are going to be higher later in the future when you go to, retire, when you need that money the most, you're going to pay when taxes are higher, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Paying taxes now on your seed, and then, having that tax advantage growth that you can, get in the distribution phase that you can use for another source of income, it's going to be tax-free because it's already been taxed. You're being taxed on the seed, but not your harvest. You're not going to be taxed on the growth. So we specialize in, the options for tax advantage. And we, when we sit down with people and we look at their plan, we look to see if they have, the index strategy, if they have tax advantage, because a lot of times people, people are already doing something, right? And that's fine, but we like to say, being diversified, not having all your eggs in one basket is really, a smart way to go.
This is so powerful. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to learn much more from you, including how we can get some more help, right? I mean, these kinds of gems, are so important, and I just can't wait to hear more. So, folks, just sit right there. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. What's the world forgave you?
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhett.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? Just
clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Oil and gasoline prices are going through the roof.
Tell me about it. I can't afford to drive to the grocery store.
We've reached the tipping point, so I'm going to give you some tips that could save you hundreds of dollars a year on gas.
Tipping point? I've reached my clipping point. I feel like Ellen Scissorhands clipping all those coupons.
Tip number one. Keep your tires properly inflated. You could save enough money to buy a gallon of orange juice every month.
Can do.
Tip number two. Driving 60 instead of 70 on highways and not racing around town can buy you bacon and eggs every day.
Wow!
Tip number three. Cut the idling, lower the AC, and ditch the junk in the trunk. That could buy you bread and butter, and maybe some grits.
You mean by driving smarter, I can eat breakfast free for a year? Wow!
For more wow tips for your pocketbook and the planet, go to the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can I substitute a prune Danish for the grits?
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun. 911, what is your emergency? Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
We are learning and growing and building leaders by example with our guest today, who is generously sharing her knowledge with us. Would you reintroduce yourself to our friends, please?
Yes, hi, Dawn. My name is Tashma Pacito, and I am in the, my entrepreneurship is my business. It's in financial services, and, you know, we help our clients with many different financial services. And so I'm here today as a guest because Dawn and I, we recently met at a conference, and so she, you know, honored me with being a guest on her show, and I do feel very honored to be here. You know, I'm learning to love to public speak. It's never been a strength of mine, and I haven't really done much of it, but through my business and my personal development with my business, I really learned how to be a better public speaker, have the confidence in myself, speak from the heart, and that, you know, that's helping me grow in that way, and it's pretty amazing for myself to see that growth.
Fantastic. What a fantastic speaker you are. And, you know, I grew up in front of a camera. I grew up speaking. I grew up on the air, literally, from childhood. And I find that the magic is in your speaking is love. When you really care about the people and care about the topic, it shows. And it's
absolutely,
it flows. It shows and it flows. And that's what I see when you speak and you talk about these tough topics for people, you know? And we have a lot of misinformation about money, folklore about money, disinformation about money, don't we?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there's a lot of things, there's a lot of new things going on out there, you know? And I'm not, to be quite honest, I'm not familiar with, you know, the way that some of these, some of the ways to build money really work, you know, the cryptocurrency and stuff. I mean, I know it's in the market. I know it's getting market exposure, that kind of thing. But, you know, I what I know from money is that I know that you have to be smart with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've learned that along the way in my life. I know that if you have a lot of money to blow through, and you don't really care about the value of it that much, then you're going to be maybe a little riskier than somebody else, you know, than the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, you know, there's something for everybody. You know, it just depends on, you know, what your goals are with money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what your plan is with it, really. That's what you have to ask yourself with your money. What do you want to do with it? You know, what is your goal? You know, because, you know, if we have goals in our life, we need to make a plan, right, to get there. And that's the same way with money. We're not going to be able to be in a better position, you know, later in life with retirement if we don't plan for it. And planning at a younger age, obviously, is the better way to go.
What about the intersection between spirituality, humility, and money? Because I find in a lot of our communities, folks who, they think it's not spiritual to have money or to talk about money or think about money or get paid or pay other people. You know, oh, they're just humble. You know, they don't have any money or they don't believe you should care about money. Money isn't spiritual. What's the answer to that?
Well, you know, I didn't come from a family with money. You know, I saw my mom work her, you know, tail off day and night to provide for me and my two brothers. You know, we lived in definitely in poverty level growing up. You know, we had food stamps. We had government assistance all the way growing up. It wasn't, you know, and so I, you know, and I see our culture, you know, is, you know, work, you know, be a slave to your work, you know, and, you know, a lot of people are in just survival mode, you know, it's just, it's, you know, to stay afloat, you know, a lot of, I think a majority of us are these, you know, there's two families. We also do another teaching in my business about two families in America. There's family A and family B. Mm-hmm. You know, family A is 95%ers. They're the middle America. You know, mm-hmm. they're the ones that have a job. They have term life insurance. They rent. They, you know, they put money in the bank. They have minimal tax advantages. You know, majority of the population, right? Then there's family B, you know, the 5%ers, the wealthy America. You know, they're making, you know, 250K or more a year. They have their business owners. They know about, you know, index accounts and diversified portfolios. They have maximum tax advantages, you know. So, you know, we can help everybody, but we're really just focused on trying to help family A, the middle America, mm-hmm. Because, you know, not, you know, that's normally the family that, you know, they have no advisor, no plan, you know, and we're on this mission. Our mission, our company's crusade is no family left behind. And, you know, I really love that because, and I know I'm getting off the topic a little bit from what you asked
fine.
About,
that's great.
About, you know, just, you know, money and how it can't, you know, some people look at it as a bad thing, but, you know, I'm somebody that, you know, I don't really, the stereotype to me, you know, I just look right past because I just feel like I've seen my mother, you know, work so hard growing up. And, you know, I don't want that for my life. I don't want that for my kids. I want to show them that, you know, if they really put their mind into, you know, things that are going to benefit them later, they can really put themselves in a better position, you know, and they won't have to be slaving away to their, you know, their time, to their job, you know, and if there's ways to do that, you know, to make your dollar stretch better for you later, then, you know, I want to learn about it and I want to teach about it so it can help other people. Because, you know, let's face it, you know, we need money to survive, unfortunately. And as we, you know, as you climb up the success ladder and you're getting paid more, really it comes down to the way you carry yourself. You know, if you're this egotistical person that's rich and famous and you're very successful, but you're ugly on the outside because of money, then, you know, that's not a good look. You know, and we all know that. But if you're really making a lot of money because of your success and what you're doing, what you're believing in, and you're humble about it, and you're willing to, you know, help the next person get right where you are, and lift them up and guide them, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And if you're getting paid for it along the way, then, you know, more power to you. That's mm-hmm. how I see it.
Well said. So eloquent. Thank you for that. You know, sometimes I think our traditional values protect us too. Generosity, for example, humility. You know, when you do have more, you can build a longer table, not a fence. When you do have more, you can share with other people. You can help them climb up. You can, you know, empathize with them and teach them as well as share what you have with them. And I think that protects us from pride. It protects us from greed. Protects us from vanity. How do we connect?
Absolutely.
How do we, I mean, right now, folks are listening thinking, oh my, I need this wisdom. I need this knowledge in my life. How do we connect with you and receive help from you and your organization?
So my email is Tashma, at tawshma.hbd@gmail.com. And I'm also on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. You could always message me there. It's Tashma Pachito. It's TawshmaPachito. And my phone number, should I give my phone number or is that?
Go right ahead, sure.
Yeah, my phone number is 541-912-1815. And yeah, I'm open to helping whoever out there, you know, would like to hear more about what I'm talking about, and you know, interested in maybe seeing if they need some of the services that we provide.
Excellent. We had a time pre-pandemic when you would hear the young, healthy people argument. Like folks said, they didn't have to think about this right now because they were young, healthy people. Or they didn't have a will because they're young, healthy, you know. They have plenty of time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wow, COVID-19 has changed all that. And so
absolutely.
I would be so honored if you would help us with a good perspective. You know, I know people are scared to make a will because they think it means that they will die. I have met people who just, oh, you know, I'll figure that out later when I'm old, you know. What do you talk about when it comes to estate planning and the future?
That is such an important topic, and I'll just share my story with what really hit home to me was my own personal experience with not having a will. Not having the life protection, the adequate amount. So I've had life protection. I'm very grateful to my tribe for giving us all some life insurance and life mm-hmm. protection for our families. You know, as I've grown and acquired some more assets in my life, I didn't go back and you know, raise my insurance there. Mm-hmm. I never revisited that as I'm acquiring some more things in my life. And so it really it hurt me in 2017 when I found a lump. Mm-hmm. I was doing a self-breast exam, which I'm a big advocate for because it actually saved my life. I found a tumor, and it was a fast-growing cancer. I had just had a mammogram about 3 months before that, and it was clear. And so if I wouldn't have found that, it was already starting to spread. They had checked like 5 lymph nodes, and it had already got to 1. It got to 1 only. The other ones were clear. But since it spread to that 1, then I had to go through chemo. And you know, it was a whole 2 years of things with cancer. I had a double mastectomy surgery. Then I had a full hysterectomy. And it was because they found the gene mutation through testing that was hereditary. My aunt, on my maternal side, she actually had that too. So we knew it was in the family, but it wasn't through the testing that it confirmed it. But anyway, through that whole process, what it taught me was that it taught me specifically about my business was that I believe in what we're doing here. You know, we're out here trying to protect people's health with the living benefits that we offer. We're out here trying to protect people's family with making sure that they have enough insurance coverage because anything can happen to us at any time. You're a fool if you think it can't happen to you, mm-hmm. you know, as we've seen through the pandemic. So, you know, and during that time, I realized that if I would have passed from the cancer, my daughter was, I think, around 2 at the time. My son was, he's almost 20 now, but they would have been underinsured. Not only would they have been left without their mother, but, you know, they would have had, you know, this mortgage payment over their head. I had a little bit of debt, you know, and that stuff transfers on, you know, like if, you know, you pass and you have a family that's living under one household, the breadwinner passes and the income stops. What happens, you know, the bills keep piling. They don't stop. The mortgage company still wants their house payment. So the point of having the right amount of coverage is to leave your family in a better position, is to be able to pay off that mortgage so they don't have to worry about where they're going to live, to be able to leave some money for the young kids that have all these milestones in their life until they hit 18 and reach adulthood. It's to be able to pass that on to lighten the load, right? So I was underinsured is what I found out. And then I did not have a proper will in place during that time. Now I do. But, you know, it's all about, you know, making things easier for your family. You know, why would, you know, the most important thing in people's life, you know, besides their faith is their family, their health, and their dollars, right? And so if you can be in a position to help them through that process, because we're all going to pass sometime, and we just don't know when that's going to be. So having things in place is very, very important, and that's why I believe in what we're doing here.
Yeah.
I also realized that, you know, that now that I've had the diagnosis, it's harder for me to get coverage.
Right.
Okay. So I always tell people, you know, you may be young, healthy, everything's great now, but you want to get this stuff in place while you're young and healthy, because you can be uninsurable like I am now. Since I've had the cancer diagnosis, I have to wait like 5 years for me to get some more coverage for myself and my family. So don't wait until, you know, you have a diagnosis and then you're uninsurable. You know, do it while you're young. It's cheaper while you're younger, and do it while you're healthy. And even if you don't have a family, well, if you're young, you know, and you already have something in place, then as you age and you get your family and you know, have these milestones in your life, your policy will mature with you, you know, and then you can pass that down to your children. And so, you know, we do a lot of other things than just life protection, but, you know, I really see the value in that because of what I went through, with my cancer. So.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, your journey with us. As we close today, I want to make sure that you give us contact information one more time, because there are folks right now who need to know you.
So my name is Tashma Pachito. It's T-A-W-S-H-M-A, and it's P-A-C-H-I-T-O. My email is tashma.hbd@gmail.com. And I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. And I just wanted to, you know, leave the audience with a few things. That my message is, it's believe in your strength. We all have strength. Creator gave them to us. And believe in yourself. Step outside your comfort zone, because that's where we truly grow, is when we're outside our comfort zone.
Yes.
So then more doors open and opportunities show up for us. Listen to your intuition and let it guide you. It's there for a reason. And things don't happen to you. They happen for you. You just have to be able to see the lessons in the struggle. And thank you so much, Dawn, for allowing me to share my story with everybody. And I hope that all the listeners, whoever's tuning in, got a little bit of something out of it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you, Native Action Network, for the introduction. And happy birthday. Happy birthday. In our family, we celebrate birthdays all month long, and then again on our half birthdays. So happy birthday to you. We're so glad you're born, that you're here, that you're sharing, that you're giving back from the great lessons that God has given you. For all of you who joined us today, thank you so much. I hope that someone has said this to you today. But I want to say to our sponsors, to our friends who listen, to our guests, to our community, to this great network, we love you, and God does too. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I can't wait to spend some time with all of you next time. See you then.
Yeah, oh. old Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on their knees and pray her. They pray her. Ain't never look back once the world forgave you. And save her. Let her believe they get on their knees. They pray her. They pray her. And never look back once the world forgets.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.